This session I'd like to use this topic, Daniel's success, for our mutual encouragement.
这一节仅以但以理的成功作为彼此的互勉。
If we have read the book of Daniel, we realize that Daniel is a very successful man.
如果我们读过但以理书，我们将知道但以理是位非常有成就的人。
In Daniel chapter 1, verse 1, it described that Daniel was actually starting with a captive in Babylon.
然后我们从但以理书第一章第一节可以看出但以理的生平是从他被掳到巴比伦开始的。But
then in the end, he was a prime minister of a Persian empire.
然而在但以理书末尾，他却是波斯帝国的宰相。
And he served in two great empires.
他曾经在两个王朝当中担任重要的职务。
And while he was in these two empires, he played an important role and he had a high status.
然后在这两个王朝当中，他是一位高官，然后扮演相当重要的角色。
If Daniel today lived in this world and had such an achievement,
如果但以他活在现在有如此大的成就,
I'm sure that Time Magazine will put him as the most successful man in the world.
我相信时代周刊将会将但以列为是本世纪最有成就的人。
From a captive to a prime minister.
从一个被掳之人成为一国的宰相。
But this is not Daniel's real success.
然而这却不是但以真正的成功。
Because in this world, there are many people are start with very low status, very poor environment, and they become prime minister or have very high status.
那我们知道，在这世界上有许多人，他们出身贫寒，但是经由努力却可以有相当的成就。
What good is it if a person is very successful in this world, but then after he died, he went to hell and roasted in fire?
那如果说一个人在世有相当的成就，但他离世的时候却到地狱承受苦难，这对他的成就对他有什么好处呢？
Is that a success?
只不过是在世的成就。So,
the real success that Daniel possessed is in front of God at the judgment day.
然后，所以但以理真正的成功是在于他在审判之日面前得以站立得住的成就。
While Daniel was alive,
当但以理活着的时候,
he received confirmation, three-time confirmation from God that he was a greatly beloved of God.
然后他三次从神那里被神认定他是蒙神大爱的但以理。
So a person greatly loved by God, that's eternal.
然后一个人他能够被神蒙爱，他将会是永存的。
He shall be glorified and be rewarded at the judgment day.
然后他会在审判之日被神给予尊荣，然后被神提高。
In Daniel chapter 6, it also showed that even though he was a politician,
然后在但以理书第六章提到说，虽然说他那时候是个政治家，
or a government official,
或者是他是一个政府的官员。
We know that in politics is very, very dark.
我们知道关于政治有它相当的黑暗面。
But Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, was recorded that he was blameless. His enemy tried to find fault, shortcoming, mistake of Daniel, but they cannot find any.
然而在但以理书第六章就提到说，因为但以理他是个正直无指责的人，所以他的仇敌只好从他的信仰当中来找出他的过失。And
he was thrown to in the lion's den.
然后他也因此被丢到狮子坑里。But
then he was alive to prove that he was blameless.
即便他在危险的狮子坑当中，他依旧存活，来证明了他的纯正。This
is God's testimony towards him.
这是神对他的见证。
So today, our purpose is to become Daniel, not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense.
所以今天我们应当学习但以理在他属灵上的成就。
What was his secret to become successful?
那但以理他之所以成功的秘诀是什么呢？
Please show the outline.
请看我们的大纲。
First main point is holiness. He had made holiness as an important priority by faith.
首先，第一点，他就是他将圣洁成为他信仰生活当中最重要的一部分。
We have to understand it's all matter of faith, it's a matter of priority.
我们知道，我们必须要了解我们生命当中的先后次序的重要性。
There are many youth are wondering, you know, when they graduated from high school and college, they enter into the workforce.
然后在许多青年高中或大学毕业之后，他们进入职场。
They found out that they had less time for themselves
他们发现说他们的时间变少了。
Their time become limited.
他们的时间变得相当的有限。
How do we spend our limited time?
我们如何来使用我们有限的时间？
Sometimes we struggle between within ourselves whether we should spend our time upon ourselves or upon God and people.
有的时候我们会犹豫说，我们是应该多花点时间在自己身上，或者是在神，或者是在人的身上。
This is our matter of priority.
这就是我们在决定生活优先顺序的一个关键。
We can imagine Daniel being an important officer and also being a prime minister. We can imagine his life must be very, very busy.
我们可以想象，身为宰相的但以理，他的生活应该是相当忙碌的。
Especially if you want to do a good job and being blameless, faithful, he'll be even more busy.
因为他想要身为一个忠心，然后又要无可指责的人，他的生活相当的忙碌。
I'm sure that none of us can be as busy as Daniel.
我相信在座的我们，可能我们的生活没有办法像但以理那么忙。
But how can Daniel still have time to pray three times a day and also to pursue God?
那为什么但以理他还有时间一日向三次向神祷告来追求神呢？
If we look at the life of Daniel from Daniel chapter 1 to the very end.
如果我们从但以理书第一章到最后章来探讨但以理的生活，
we can see that he had made God as most important priority in his life.
我们可以看出但以理将神放在他生命的第一位。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 1.
请翻开但以理书第一章。
Daniel chapter 1.
但以理书第一章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Daniel chapter 1, verse 8.
但以理书一章八节。
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuch that he might not defile himself.
第八节，但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
So here recorded, Daniel first purposed it or determined that he would not defile himself.
这边提到但以理立志不要玷污自己。
Bible said the king's food is delicacies.
然后从另外角度来讲，国王的王的膳、王的酒是好的。
Delicacy, you can think about pork chop, lamb chop.
然后它的美食可以想说，想象是我们所吃的牛排或者是猪排。
Or steamed lobster.
或者是说龙虾。
Whatever fancy food or French food.
那可能是高档的法国餐。
Because this food may be offered to idols or not according to God's way, because they cannot eat pork or lobster. So Daniel, give them up.
然而王所饮用的膳食即便是如何的精美，但是它却可能是猪肉或者是虾子，是不符合犹太律法的，所以或者是他们曾经有经过偶像崇拜，所以但以理决定他不要饮用王的膳。
So Daniel here, he has made an important priority to keep God's way.
所以但以理以遵守神的道为第一优先。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 6.
请翻开但以理书第六章。
Daniel chapter 6.
第六章。
At this time, Daniel is quite old.
在这个时候，但以理相当年老。
He was about to be promoted as a prime minister, seeking command in the Persian Empire.
那时候，他要将被提升为波斯王国的宰相。
His colleague plotted against him.
然后，但是他的同事却非常不喜悦他。
They make a plan. Told the king to make a decree that if anybody prayed to God or to anything besides the king, he shall be thrown into lion's den.
当时候他的仇敌设计让王设下一个禁令，只要任何人在向其他的神祈求祷告的话，将要被丢到狮子坑里。
Daniel knew this command.
但以理知道王的禁令。
From the context, we see that he still went to pray, as usual.
但是从这个圣经故事的记载，我们知道但以理祷告感谢与素常一样。
We can see that he has put God first, and then he was willing to forsake his life, his success, everything he has accomplished just to pray to God.
我们可以看出但以理他将依旧将神放在第一位，他宁可牺牲自己的性命、财富或者是成就，为的只是要敬拜神。
Why he did that?
他为什么要这样做呢？
Because it was his priority.
因为这是他的第一要位。
Sometimes we lack that kind of priority.
有的时候我们忘记了我们生活的第一顺位是什么？
优先。Yeah.
第一优先是什么？
Sometimes we are so busy, we got up, we forgot to pray.
有的时候我们非常的忙，当我们起床的时候，我们就忘了祷告。
Sometimes there are certain things we decide not to pray, just to do that things.
有的时候我们遇到一些事情，我们没有先祷告，就决定直接做了。
This is not the way of Daniel.
这不是但以理的作为。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 10.
请翻开但以理书第十章。
Daniel chapter 10.
但以理书十章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Daniel chapter 10, verse 12.
但以理书十章十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Let's start from verse 11.
从十一节开始读起。
And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Verse 12.
十二节。
Then he said to me, Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Here it says, the angel said to Daniel that he was actually beloved by God.
在这里，天使对但以理说，你是大蒙怜爱的。
Why he was greatly beloved by God?
但以理为什么会大蒙神的眷爱呢？
Verse 12 tells us,
十二节告诉我们
For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God.
因为从你第一日专心求明白将来的事，又将你神面前刻苦己心。
So Daniel has set priority in his heart that he should see God, not just read the Bible as formality. He desired to understand what he reads.
所以我们可以看出，但以理不但立志要求神的道。求神的道理，更求要明白将来的事。
To understand the word of God.
更要向神求明白神的道理。
Today, do we have that desire? Do we have that priority to take time out to really study to understand the word of God?
今日我们是否渴慕神的道理？是否立志要将神明白神的道理成为我们生命的第一重要？
I'd like to share with you, priority can do great things.
我向大家分享说，我们生命的优先顺序将会对我们生命造成相当的影响。
Often time we say there's no time, no time.
许多时候我们说没有时间，没有时间。
There was one brother, he was very devoted in his work.
有一位弟兄，他非常的投入他的工作。
Even when he feel uncomfortable, he will not go to see doctor.
即便他生病了，他也不会想去请假看医生。
He will continue to work.
他会继续工作。
One day.He went to see the doctor.
有一天，他去看医生。
Why he went to see doctor?
他为什么要看医生呢？
Because he collapsed in his workplace.
因为他在他的工作场所病倒。
So he was sent to the hospital.
所以他被人送到医院去。
And then when he was in hospital, he still think about his work.
然而，当他在医院的病榻上的时候，他依旧想着他的工作。
So we can see that.His priority in his work, so he can keep thinking about it. Even when he was in hospital, he still think about it. Even his life was in danger, he doesn't care. He still think about it.
我们也看出，工作是他生命最重要的事，所以他不论都已经快病死了，还在想他的工作。
And we also know that if you work in the workplace, there are some people that always find time to play games.
但是我们也知道说，在工作场所里面，总是有人能够找出时间去玩一些游戏。
Why?
为什么?
Because playing game is their priority.
因为玩游戏是他们生活当中最重要的事。
And they can find time even in workplace to play game.
他即便是在工作的时候，他还能够找时间来玩游戏。
Some people have made pursuing opposite sex as their most important priority.
有些人将追求异性成为他们生命当中最重要的事。
Sometimes we can observe in workplace, some people always find time.An opportunity to talk to the person they like.
然后我们发现有人在工作场合当中会找尽量找机会去亲近他们所喜爱的异性。
Long time ago, I heard a true story.
在不久之前，我听到一个真实故事。
There was two people in love.
是有两个人相爱。
The girlfriend lived in San Francisco.
然后女朋友住在 San Francisco, 旧金山。
And the boy lived in Los Angeles.
但是她的男朋友住在洛杉矶。
And one day, the girlfriend needed his boyfriend's help.
有一天，这女朋友需要她男朋友的协助。
So I heard that this boyfriend drove from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
然后我听到她的男朋友就从洛杉矶开车到旧金山
and help his girlfriend.
然后去帮助他的女朋友
After finish helping his girlfriend, he drove all the way back on the same day and then work the next morning.
然后在他帮完他工作完成他协助他女友之后他再从旧金山开车同一日 开车返回洛杉矶在隔天早上上班
What made him have so muchdetermination and power to make that great sacrifice.
是什么力量让他愿意为他的女朋友做如此大的牺牲
Driving from Los Angeles to San Francisco take at least 6 hours.
从洛杉矶开车到旧金山最少要六个小时的车程
Round trip 12 hours.
然后来回总共要12个小时
I don't know how long he had to do for his girlfriend, maybe a couple hours.
我不晓得他为他女朋友又花了多少的时间
And next day, he had to continue to work
但隔天他必须要再工作八小时
This is the power of priority
这就是生命当中优先顺序的影响力
So if we had a priority in God we will know how to manage our time and find time for God
如果我们将神放在生命的第一位我们将知道如何为神来安排应用我们的时间
You seeA lot of people consider coming to church as a work or as a formality.
有些人将来教会聚会当作是一份工作或者是例行公事。
But it shouldn't be like that.
但实际上不应该是这样的。
In order for us to put God into a most important priority, we need to have experience of God. We need to enjoy worshiping God, enjoy serving God.
如果我们真的将神放在生命的第一位，那我们将会感受到神在我们生命中的存在，并且与神交通的那份喜乐。
So in the end, we have to examine ourselves. What is our priority right now?
所以最后我们必须要反省我们生命的优先顺序是什么。
Let's talk about the subpoint number two.
那我们再看第二点。
What is holiness?
什么是圣洁？
Holiness, if we look at a noun, it would say set apart for the Lord or belong to God.
然后如果说圣洁用名词的角度来看就是属于神的
But if we put it in action it basically saying we do things in God's way
如果我们将圣洁以动词的角度来看就是要按神的方式来做
So not just listening to sermon or reading Bible
所以光是读经或者是参与聚会是不够的
But actually put them into practice
我们更要将道理付诸实践
So for DanielHe purposed not to defy himself. He purposed to keep himself holy. It means that he purposed he wanted to do things in God's way and not according to his own way.
所以但以理他立志不要玷污自己他立志要按着神的道理而行
So how can we incorporate this kind of priority in our lives?
那我们如何将神是我们生命第一位的这个想法融入在我们的生活当中。
How can we incorporate this kind of holiness doing God's way in our lives?
我们如何在我们行事为人当中将神的圣洁来活出来呢
？Our brother, sister, it must be first by faith.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，首先我们必须要凭着信心而行。
Why some people don't like to pray?
为什么有人不喜欢祷告呢
？Why some people like to pray?
为什么有人喜欢祷告呢
？The people who like to pray because they have experienced the power from God and the love from God.
喜欢祷告的人，因为他们体验了神的，在祷告当中体验到神的爱以及他的大能。
So naturally, they receive edification and benefits.
因此，他们在祷告当中得着造就。
And why people do not like to pray?
那不喜欢祷告的人呢
They don't often experience the love, the power from God.
因为在祷告当中，他们无法感受到神的能力以及神的爱。
So at this time, we cannot criticize God, but we need to examine ourselves.
所以在那个时候，我们不应当去指责神，而当然要反省自己。
Why I don't experience power or love from God?
为什么我们无法感受到神的大能与慈爱？
For Daniel, when he determined not to defile himself.
但以理当他立志不要玷污自己的时候，
I'm sure that there's a question that he has.
我相信他的心里或许曾有过这个问题。
What's the point of keeping God's word and not to defile myself?
遵守神的道理不玷污自己有什么用呢？
So Daniel thought about what good is there for not defiled with king's food.
然后但以理想说，如果他不饮用王的膳有什么好处？
God must have good reasons.
神一定有一个有美好的旨意。
Let me do it and find out.
让我按神的旨意而行，来明白神的旨意。
And he found out.
然后他明白了。
And he was blessed with wisdom, understanding.
然后神就赐给他智慧。
So, in order for us to let holiness become a priority in our life, we had to, by faith, and do it, and learn to enjoy it. Receive the edification.
所以我们若要过一个学习过一个圣洁的生活，我们必须要凭着信心，在日常当中去体验，然后去感受，并且去享受神的道理。
When we come to service.
当我们来聚会的时候
，Do we consider this is sacrifice our times?
我们是否觉得我们在牺牲我们的时间
？Or do we consider this is the way to receive blessing?
或者思考说聚会是让我们得着福气的方法
？When we listen sermon,
当我们在听道理的时候
，And when we serve in the church,
或者是我们在教会服事的时候
，Are we just simply learning the word of God?
我们只是单单的听到吗
？But is it not?Also, loving God and loving men.
不也是爱神和爱人的表现吗
？So, to listen to the word of God is actually to help us to love God and love men and enjoy loving men and loving God.
然后，所以听到不仅是让我们来爱神爱人的机会，更是让我们去享受爱神与爱人所带来的喜悦。
And sometimes we say, "Oh, the work is burden."
有的时候我们会说。我们的工作非常的沉重。
Yes, we have experienced sometimes we totally exhausted.
我们可以感受到那种精疲力竭的时候。
But at the same time, do we feel that inner joy and the satisfaction that we receive from serving God and men?
但是我们是否曾经从服侍神和服侍人的过程当中得着那份喜乐的满足？
Definitely, we will encounter difficulties in our service to God.
的确，在我们服侍神的过程当中，必定会经历一些挑战与
困难。We also face criticism and setback.
我们也会遇到一些挫折，或者是旁人的指责。
But how do we overcome difficulties?
但我们要如何突破困境呢
？How do we deal with criticism?
我们要如何面对别人的指责呢
？How do we come back from the setback?
我们要如何从错误当中来站起来呢
？All these we have heard in the sermon or read the Bible.
我们都从听到以及读经当中得着答案。
It's like internship. We need to put that into practice.
就好比是实习生必须要在实习当中来学习。
In the end, we will become mature, and we shall reap the fruit of righteousness.
最后，我们才能够得着成熟，并且收割公义的果子。
This is the first main point why Daniel is so successful because he has made holiness as his priority in his life.
这也是但以他成功的一个秘诀，因为他将过圣洁的生活成为他生命的最重要的事。
Second,
第二点
，The reason for his success is because his motive to be holy is correct.
他的但以理成功的秘诀就是他的动机是为了要追求圣洁。
What is the purpose to stay in holiness?
然后保守圣洁的目的是什么呢
？What's the purpose to do things in God's way?
按着神的道理而行的目的是什么呢
？Many people have different motive, different reasons.
许多人含着不同的动机和理由来行事。
In the Bible, for the Pharisees, the reason they want to be holy is because they want to show off to people.
在圣经里的法利赛人，他们追求圣洁的原因是因为他们能够向别人炫耀。
That's very superficial.
这是非常肤浅的。
That's also very vain.
而且这也是很不好的。
But for Daniel, the motive for him to stay holy, to do things in God's way, is so that he can draw close to God.
但对但以理而言，他追求圣洁。然后按神的道理而行的目的是为了要更加亲近神。
God is most important, not God's blessing.
然后神是最重要的。
Not God's blessing.
而不是。
God is more important than God's blessing.
神比神的祝福更重要。
Why this is so important?
为什么这是如此重要呢
？Because we will discover that many Christians nowadays draw close to God when times is bad.
我们知当今有许多的基督徒，当他们遇到困难的时候，他们会亲近神。
But then when things are good, they put God away.
但是当他们在顺境的时候，就将神抛之脑后。
Why are they behaving in such a way?
为什么他们会这样做呢
？It all matter the motive why they worship God.
因为关键在于他们敬拜神的动机。
For some people, they want to receive.God's blessing, such as a physical blessing in this world, to be successful.
因为有些人他们是祈求，期望神让他们有在世的成就的祝福。
Or they want to have peace in this world.
或者是说他们希望在世能够和睦。
So they keep worshiping God just to receive these.
所以他们敬拜神为了是求得世上的平安。
But when they obtained it, what's the purpose of worshiping God? I already have it.
但一旦他们得到他们所要世上的成就与平安，他们就不想再敬拜神了。
So today.We can examine our motive, why we do things.
所以今天我们在做事的同时，应当检验我们的动机为何。
Why we want to do God's way.
我们为什么要按神的道而行。
There are many things we need to examine ourselves, especially in the times when we fail God.
然后但在许多时候我们要检视我们的信心。
When we fail God, right, it's time we need to really examine ourselves what, very deeply into our heart. What is it that I fail? Why is it I put God away in the time of success?
然后当我们无法亲近神的时候，我们要去反省自己，为什么我没有办法感受到神？
Many things we need to think about.
在我们生活当中有许多事情我们要去反省。
For example, why do we pray for Holy Spirit?
比方说，我们为什么要求圣灵？
Yes, Church told us we need to pray for Holy Spirit because we need Holy Spirit as a guarantee to salvation. It's like a visa to a country.
教会教导我们，我们要求圣灵，因为那是我们得进天国的凭据。
But let's look at Acts chapter 1.
请看《使徒行传》第一章
，verse 8,
第八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传一章八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传一章八节。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Many people's motive to pray for Holy Spirit is because they want to go to heaven and just have to have a visa.
许多人他们要求圣灵的目的是为了他们希望能够得着进天国的凭据，或说是进天国的签证。
But the problem is, once they receive it, what's the purpose of praying for Holy Spirit, to continue to pray? Because I already have it.
但他们的问题是，当他们得着圣灵之后，他们就质疑说：“我已经有圣灵了，为什么还要再祷告呢？”
But for some people, their motive of praying for Holy Spirit is to testify for God by the transformation of their lives.
然而，有些人求圣灵的目标却是因为希望能够做神的见证，见证神的灵在他身上，在他生命的改变。
The blessing that God has given to me.
并且神在他身上的福气与祝福。
I want to share with other people so that people can also come and enjoy the blessing that I receive.
我要向众人见证神所赐给我的福气，这样子来引人信主，来同得恩典。
So with that mentality, with that kind of motive, the person keep praying so he can continue to have transformation.
因着他的立志，他的动机，使他能够在祷告当中不断提升。
Why we worship God？
我们为什么要敬拜神？
Worship means adore。
敬拜表示就是你非常的喜爱。
And today, if we come to listen to the word of God，
今天我们来听道理。
But then we make severe criticism。
然而我们却对旁人提出相当多的批评。
No, we make criticism to God's word。
然后我们却对神的道理去提出质疑批评。
But we fail to see that we actually did not completely fulfill God's command。
然后我们就看，
criteria.
我们可以看出我们没有完全的去行出神的旨意。
That is not worship。
我们并没有在敬拜神。
If we really worship God, God is the Word. We will put God's Word in our heart. We will meditate the adorable Word of life.
如果我们真的敬拜神的话，神的话就是道。我们会将神的道理藏在我们心里，昼夜思想，行在我们的生活里面。
So, sometimes people also face another problem is, they learn a lot when they first believe, but then afterward, people slack off.
在许多情况当中，就是当人刚信主的时候，非常热心追求道理，但是一旦过了一段时间之后，他们就冷淡，就退出了。
What is purpose of faith?
那我们信仰的目的是什么？
For some people, they want to be like Christ.
对某些人而言，他们希望能够效法耶稣。
So they continue to read Bible and pray and study how I can be like Christ Jesus.
因此，他们不断的祷告、读圣经。然后希望自己能够更像耶稣。
They keep giving themselves homework assignments to study to meditate.
他们不断地给予自己功课，来去思考神的话语，让自己能够更加的长进。
So all these have to do with our motive.
所以因此，我们的果效是在于我们的动机。
Our motive, if we have a good motive, we can continue steadfastly.
如果我们有很好的有一个好的动机的话，那我们会不断地坚持忍耐。
Whether good situation or bad situation, we'll continue and our goal, our end will be good.
不论我们是在顺境或者是逆境，我们的结局将会是好的。
We need to examine ourselves.
我们必须要自我反省。
Finally,
最后，
How did Daniel become so successful?
但以理是如何变成如此成功的人呢？
He kept himself. He know how to keep himself holy.
因为他知道如何保守圣洁。
I have listed on the projector, second session, please. Six points, how he kept himself holy.
然后在投影片上有关于六点，但以理保守自我圣洁的重点。
You know, Babylon was a famous kingdom, was so powerful at one time.
然后巴比伦帝国是当时相当强盛的一个帝国。
In fact, if you can study many histories. All the powerful kingdom, they always are very open-minded. They always incorporate, use other people's talents, other nations' talents, to help themselves to become stronger.
当我们在查考历史的时候，我们看出过去伟大强盛的帝国有个特征，就是他们会采纳年轻人，然后并且多方不同的意见，然后使他们的国家更加的强盛。
And so what Daniel encountered, In fact, it's not just one aspect. In fact, six aspects he had to keep himself holy.
所以当时候但以理他所面临的情况就是他必须在六个不同的方向来保守他自己的圣洁。
First, the Babylon tried to give them the value through the languages and culture.
首先，巴比伦帝国要透过他们的文字和语言来灌输他们文化的价值观念。
Today.In U.S. is the same way.
在美国也是同样的情况。
We have been bombarded with the value through TV and movie. TV and movie always show us this, that people it's all right for people to have sex before marriage.
我们在美国社会当中，我们透过电视或者是电影的文化传媒不断的灌输我们在婚前拥有性行为是可以的，是合法的。
And also through the TV and movie, it's good to be sexy and expose our flesh.
然后甚至在电视或者是电影当中，我们也会觉得说，性感或者是穿的。 穿得比较裸露是合宜的。
This world teaches about individualism, democracies.
在这个世界教导我们要个人主义，或者是说我们要民主。
All these are not actually biblical. It's not what God tried to give us the value.
然而这些价值观念却不符合圣经真理的，不符合神的价值观的。
So we need to be watchful, and our brother Deco had mentioned in previous message.
所以我们必须要相当的谨慎，然后要小心。
And the king tried to give his food to Daniel and his three friends.
然后神要将他的王膳来给但以理和他的三个朋友。
Is in order to what? To buy them over, buy their hearts to himself.
也就从另外角度就是说，国王要用他的食物来贿赂，来笼络他们的心。
In Chinese, there's a phrase: If you eat people's food.Your mouth will become softer.
在中国有句谚语说，吃人的嘴软。
If you take people's bribe or take people's things, your hand cannot do justice. Your hand will become weak.
如果说我们拿了别人的贿赂或者是别人的好处，我们的手会发软，我们的脚就没有办法行出正直的道路。
So Daniel also facing that kind of environment. He had to eat king's food and then, you know, put his royalty and faith.In king.
然后所以但以理在面对这种情况当中，他也必须要向国王来表示他对国王的忠诚。
Daniel was very faithful and watchful. He still put God first.
然后但以理非常谨慎小心地将神放在他的第一位。
Third thing, we can see that Babylon changed their names.
第三点，我们看出巴比伦王改了他们的名字。
And all the names usually had to do with their idols.
然后他们的新的名字都与偶像崇拜有关系。
But then their name, their Hebrew name, had to do with their religion, their Judaism.
然而他们的希伯来文的名字却与他们的希伯来文化或者是犹太教的想法是有关系的。
So in other words, Daniel and his three friends constantly being bombarded by the religions of Babylonian.
所以换句话说，但以理他们当时所面对的是巴比伦宗教的影响。
And today we are similar.
今天的我们也是处于类似的情况。
We facing New Age movement.
我们面对了新世纪的思潮。
We have atheism. We have people who believe in atheism.
我们也遇到一些无神论者。
We have met people who are Buddhism.
遇到一些佛教徒。
Muslim.
或是回教徒
also people who have different doctrines in different churches
或者是不同基督教派的教义
and we also been bombarded by evolution
我们甚至被一些启示所困扰
evolution 进化论
被进化论所疑惑
actually evolution is also a religion
实际上进化论它也是一种宗教
and we have seen that sometimes people are not watchful they failed they believed itAnd they fell away from the truth.
然后我们发现有些人他们一时不慎相信了接受了不同的思想就在信仰上面跌倒了。
Some people fail to discern. Some people compromise.
然后有些人就妥协了。
Yeah. Fourth.
第四点。
They were living in the palace.
他们住在皇宫里。
Such a comfortable, pleasing place.
皇宫是一个非常舒适的环境。
Last night I drove aroundIrvine communities.
昨晚我开车经过尔湾的社区。
I realize the Irvine communities are very, very good.
然后我发现尔湾市是一个非常好的城市。
But I can also tell it's not cheap.
但是我也可以发现说这个地方的物价相当的高。
Okay. And such, I mean, for us being a children of our parents, we are quite blessed to live in such a good environment.
然后身为我们父母的子女我们很荣幸的有机会住在这个很好的环境
But sometimes people live in such a good environment because they're not watchful they start to lose the power to suffer for God
然而在优渥环境成长的孩子有的时候一时不慎就无法再为神牺牲奉献
And sometimes the adults are not watchful they start to pursue materialism
然后成人如果一时不慎的话就会开始追求物质的成就满足
Sometimes we believe that life is consists of abundant things that we possess
有时候我们认为说我们的生命就是我们所拥有的一切
Daniel also had to face being isolated.
然后但以理也必须要同时忍受被人隔离的痛苦。
He been put away, set aside from the rest of his people.
他必须要与他的同族给分开，然后隔离在皇宫里。
Stay in the palace.
待在皇宫里。
And so he did not have many his own people around him to encourage him.
他的周遭并没有许多同族的人来鼓励他、支持他。
But、Daniel had to take initiative.To find his friends, to pray with them, to mutually encourage each other.
所以但以理他必须要找他的朋友来鼓励他们一同祷告。
Today, can we make our parents as our friend to in this journey of faith?
在我们信仰的过程当中，我们是否邀请我们的父母成为我们属灵的朋友呢？
Do not hide things from them.
我们不要。有对他们有所隐瞒。
They can help us more than harming us.
他们会帮助我们，而不会伤害我们的。
Why we had to hide from them oftentimes is because we are doing something not right.
我们会逃避我们父母的原因，许多时候是因我们做错事。
Number six.
第六点。
He need to abstain himself from eating unclean food.
他必须要谨守、谨慎自己，不要吃到不洁净的食物。
Today there are many spiritual unclean food that people eat.
在这个世界上有许多不健康的灵性上的食物。
The music that we hear.
像是我们所听的音乐。
Some bad program that we see in TV.
或者是电视的不良节目。
Some of the words that we learn from our friends, some kind of slang or some kind of bad words.
或者是我们
dirty jokes.
我们同朋友之间所说的一些不良的言语或者是笑话
or unclean things that we see through our eyes
或者是说我们眼目所看见不洁净的一些情景
all these things can corrupt us
这些都会让我们腐坏我们的心灵
so let's not just think about holy it's just oh I need to keep myself pure before the day of marriage
然后当我们思考圣洁的时候并不是说我们要保守圣洁直到我们结婚的那一天
But it's actually keeping holy in our body, in our mind, in our soul
然后保守圣洁是指保守我们身体、心灵和灵魂的圣洁
So today we have talked about from Daniel chapter 1 why Daniel was so successful
所以从但以理书第一章我们学到但以理成功的秘诀
First
第一
He's successful is because he had put holiness as his priority.
第一，他将圣洁放在他生命的第一位。
Second, his motive to be holy.
第二，他立志要成为圣洁。
And the third is how he keeps himself holy through these six aspects.
第三点，他透过以上那六点的六个不同的层面来保守自己圣洁。
Now we know the secret to Daniel's success.
现在我们知道但以理成功的秘诀。
Do we believe in it?
我们相信吗?
Let's do them.
让我们一起来学习。
We shall be successful as Daniel.
让我们照着做的话，我们就会像但以理一样成功。
Let's sing him.
让我们一同唱诗。
103.
103首。
In his life.
因为他将祷告成为他生命最重要的事。
So he had become blameless.
因此他可以无可指责。
Daniel chapter 10 verse 12.
但以书十章十二节。
Because he has set his heart to seek God and humble himself before God.
因为他立志要明白神的道理，并且在神面前刻苦己心。
He had become a man greatly beloved by God.
他成为大蒙眷爱的人。
Using these three verses for our mutual encouragement.
愿以这三节作为彼此互勉。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们现在要一同祷告。
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters, if you'd like to pray for Holy Spirit or have minister to help you pray, feel free to come up.
然后希望我们邀请在座的弟兄姐妹，如果你们希望求圣灵或者是求神的恩典，请来到前面祷告。我们请长执传道为你们按手。
For us, we can pray, ask God to help us continually to help us to put into practice what we have heard today.
然后我们可以为自己祷告，祈求神让我们将今天上午所听到的道理付诸实践在我们生活当中。
So that we can be successful as Daniel.
所以我们可以像但以理一样的有成功。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同跪下祷告。